In the summer of 1994, Sheryl Crow crashed onto the American music scene. Well, everything changed after that for a woman who used to be an elementary school music teacher, for the audience and a lot of other female artists. Sheryl Crow comes from a musical family. She sang backup vocals with Michael Jackson, Don Henley, Rod Stewart. Then, in 1993, came Tuesday Night Music Club, her debut CD. By the next summer, it had gone viral. In 1995, it won 3 Grammy Awards. Tuesday Night Music Club has now been re-released as a deluxe edition. The original songs are accompanied by outtakes and rarities, plus documentary footage from the Tuesday Night Music Club tour. Sheryl Crow joins us from the studios of member station WNYC in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
That song became a kind of anthem, didn't it?
It did, you know, and it was a funny story. That was the last pick of the record. We sequenced the record and, you know, tried to build a story there, a beginning, a middle, and an end, and could not figure out where that song could possibly fit. And it was really at the last minute that that song made it into the playlist of that album and ultimately became the biggest hit. So you never know.
You were an elementary school music teacher?
I was.
This in Kennett?
Way back when music existed in the school district. I was in the St. Louis school district.
Now, I got asked, does it ever happen that somebody comes up to you and says...
Oh, yes. In fact, when I guess maybe probably the third or fourth year of touring, went through St. Louis and had a group of kids who kept yelling, Kellison, Kellison, and I thought they were yelling Allison while I was playing. And I finally said, I don't play Allison. I love the song, but I don't play it. Elvis Costello. And they were yelling Kellison, which was the elementary that I taught at. They came backstage, and they were all, you know, they were old enough to be married and have their own kids. And I remember them. It's, you know, it was a very important time, and I loved being a school teacher.
Let's listen to Can't Cry Anymore.
Took your car, drove to Texas. Sorry, honey, but I suspected we were through. And I can't cry anymore. Well, since I left, feeling better. 'Cause that's what you get when you stay together too long. And I can't cry anymore. Wouldn't it be good if we could hop a flight to anywhere?
What's it like for you to hear that song now?
Oh, you know, it sounds kind of hokey, but my heart just fills up. It was such a special time, and it is, I think it's of all of my albums, the most unique album in that it really does capture a time and a place, and it captures the essence of who I was at that time. I was very raw around the edges and was hanging out late night in bars and smoking and drinking and conspiracy theorizing with all these guys that I was very close to, and you know, it was of a time.
How are you doing now?
I am so great. I am, you know, I've entered a really beautiful, serene phase of my life. Unfortunately, you let go of sort of that us against them, and some of your edge goes away, which I think we've watched a lot of our young, fiery artists become adults, and we go, well, they don't write the great stuff anymore. But there's just something wonderful about getting older. You know, there's something wonderful about living in the gray instead of the black and white.
You've had some health problems, as I suppose most everybody knows, and you're doing.
Yeah, I had breast cancer 2006. I am, knock on whatever this particular desk is made of.
I'd hazard to say probably not wood, yeah.
It's Formica, I think.
Okay. That'll work too, though.
And that works.
And you're doing fine.
I'm doing great, yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a second CD along with the reissue of the original album with rarities, outtakes. And let's listen to one of these, if we could. Coffee Shop on disc number 2, number 1.
I never meant this long to stay. I moved here seems like yesterday. Feels like that in a coffee shop. I live upstairs with 3 other girls and it's not free. Babysitters all around. They do not hear me down here. Singing, screaming loud and clear. Free refills for anyone. They got long enough and I will be strong.
You know, you listen to most outtakes and you're reminded why they're outtakes.
Mm-hmm.
But that's great.
Oh, that's so nice. I had a funny conversation with my manager who, this was kind of his baby. He really worked hard on putting this all together. And I said, I just don't think I can go back and listen to some of that stuff because it's going to remind me of why it didn't make it on the record. And there is some stuff on here that really I listen to and go, oh, that's actually really good. You know, it improved with time.
You have a son now, right?
I do, a 2.5-year-old.
So I imagine it wouldn't be too hard to get you to talk about him for a minute or so?
Well, he's fantastic in every way.
I suspected as much,
It's a lot of fun, you know. He is newly potty trained, and that's a whole new adventure. And he's really, in the last couple of months, has really started talking a lot, and it's gotten really fun. I see his little personality coming out and his sense of humor, and he's quite a ham, and I don't know where he gets that, but loves an audience, loves music, is always playing on something, and I fear he's going to want to be a musician.
What's his favorite word right now, can you tell?
Mine.
Oh, okay.
I always go around, there's a wonderful, in Nemo, there's the flock of gulls that are always looking for fish and going, mine, mine, mine. So I just follow them around the house going, mine, mine, mine.
I guess I've been saving this for last. Why re-release the Tuesday Night Music Club now, 16 years later?
Yeah, there's a real fondness with people who were the diehard, the early on fans, those people that started out with me when I was very unknown and have been tried and true all the way through, and also it was the beginning, I think, for strong women singer-songwriters, and so there is an importance attached to this album that was really lost on me as I was out promoting my own music, and as we've come back to it, I've sort of gotten hip to the specialness of it.
Ms. Crowe, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sheryl Crowe, her first album, Tuesday Night Music Club, has been re-released in a special deluxe edition.
Officer Frank stumbles into donuts, so his coffee's too thin. Throws his guns on the countertop. And boy, that man is mean as hell. I'm sure tonight he'll tell me all about it in the bed above the coffee shop.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.